here's a story from The World.
As demonstrators worldwide push for an end to systemic racism, it's worth considering other movements for equal rights. The LGBTQ community continues to make gains and suffer setbacks. Last week, the Trump administration erased transgender protections in healthcare. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court made a landmark decision extending federal anti-bias laws to LGBTQ people. Retreats and advances. In the Mideast nation of Kuwait, it's far more stark. Kuwait is one of the most dangerous countries on earth for LGBTQ people. That's according to the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans, and Intersex Association. But Kuwait is now having a moment of awakening, as we're about to hear from The World's Bianca Hillier. By the way, this story has some graphic details of violence, so please take care while you listen.
On a recent Friday afternoon, Meha Al-Muteri found herself in a car on the way to the police station. Police didn't tell her why they wanted to speak with her, but Al-Muteri, a transgender woman, knew what this was about. Al-Muteri posted a Snapchat video on that drive to the station. In it, she says she's been in this situation before. She lives in Kuwait, where, quote, imitating the opposite sex is against the law. All this because I'm trans? This is not your business. This is between me and God. God made me like this. In the video, Al-Muteri alleges that when she's previously been called in by police, they've raped and sexually assaulted her in the jail. She says, when you imprison me because I'm trans, then I get raped and sexually assaulted by people with high authority and by cops? What do you call that? The allegations caught the attention of Sheikha Salmeen, a lawyer in Kuwait.
The LGBT community in general here in Kuwait, everyone knows everyone. So when this video was posted on Snapchat, every friend of mine, they just like, Sheikha, try to do something. Please do something.
Salmeen jumped on Al-Muteri's case pro bono. Al-Muteri had already been placed behind bars, so Salmeen says she went to the jail to see what she could do to help.
Before even I gave them the name, as soon as I entered the door, I said, hello, I have a client here. They're like, not here. I was like, I didn't even give you the name. So apparently they knew about the movement.
The movement to free Meha Al-Muteri was absolutely exploding.
Suddenly, free Meha Al-Muteri became trending during Kuwait.
Tarek is a human rights advocate in Kuwait. He saw Al-Muteri's video spreading across the country and wanted to help it spread across the globe.
The first thing that I did was to translate her video to English and add subtitles.
That did the trick. Nearly 1 million people watched the video. 95,000 people signed a petition for Al-Muteri's release, and $13,000 poured into a GoFundMe page. Al-Muteri would later tell her lawyer she had no idea any of this was happening. She alleges that officers were trying to break her spirit with verbal abuse.
They told her that no one knows where you are and no one cares. They did not tell her about the huge movement that happened. They did not tell her that there is a lawyer who's coming asking for you. They did not tell her any of that.
Meanwhile, Salmeen kept working the case. Tarek and other advocates kept sharing Al-Muteri's story. A few days later, Salmeen says it was the public's anger and social media support that got Al-Muteri out on bail.
And the bail amount wasn't even big. It was like $1,000.
Salmeen says when Al-Muteri realized the masses had rallied around her, she was overwhelmed. She went back on Snapchat the following day to say thank you. She says, when I got out from prison, I never thought I'd see this much love and this much acceptance from my country, Kuwait, and internationally.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Al-Muteri is safe now, but Salmeen says her client endured abuse during her 3 days in detention. Officers allegedly spat on her and took turns touching her inappropriately.
From working as a lawyer, I know this place is the filthiest place in the country.
The Criminal Investigation Department of Kuwait's Ministry of Interior did not respond to a request for comment. Salmeen says all charges against Al-Muteri have been dropped, and Al-Muteri hasn't yet decided if she'll press charges for the alleged abuse.
Meha is almost 40, and she's been facing this for more than 20 years. She's just tired of this life.
She's tired, but She's used to it.
Meha and her other fellow trans women, they just like, this is our life. We're used to it by now. It just broke my heart that they think this is the norm.
Salmin says it's clear that her client is not alone. Since Al-Muteri's case went public, Salmin has received over 100 messages from gay and trans people in Kuwait saying they've suffered similar abuse from authorities.
So it can't be a coincidence that all of those people are just fabricating stories.
If more people come forward with allegations and more people outside the LGBT community support them, Salmin says this moment could be a turning point for Kuwait.
This is the huge, the biggest LGBT movement happened in Kuwait and ever. Let me tell you this much.
Meha Al-Muteri may not stick around to see the results of that movement. Her lawyer says she's considering seeking asylum in a country where she can live without fear. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.